Hi, I'm Jenny.
And I'm Margaret.
And we're your hosts of the Dear Future Self podcast, where I help you heal your heart and master your mind.
And I help you create more time and money freedom by helping you uncover and heal your money blocks.
Welcome to the show.
Well, hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm flying solo. Jenny is on vacation, enjoying some time with family. And on today's episode, I want to talk about gratitude because I feel like gratitude is talked about in all these places, especially when it comes to manifesting, especially when it comes to creating your life, creating the life that you desire. And it's in many of our practices, right? Daily rituals. But I really, truly feel a lot of us don't understand what it means to be grateful and what it truly means to embed it into your practice. So I wanted to bring this conversation back and let's chat. So welcome to the show. Okay. So what I want to do is I want to start with the definition of gratitude, the definition that Google provides for us. And Google says that gratitude is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Okay. The phrase example is she expressed her gratitude to the committee for their support. Now, that's a great definition and all, right? Because I do believe that being thankful, being in the energy of thankfulness, being in the energy of appreciation and kindness is absolutely part of what gratitude is. But what I feel is a big miss, and I talked about this actually a couple of years ago on my own podcast, on an episode on gratitude, but what I feel is that many of us are just going through the motions. So, and I'm guilty of this too, right? This is how I ended up realizing this a few years ago. So we may have that morning ritual, right? And part of it is journaling. Part of it is meditating. And we've taken classes, programs, all this stuff to try to understand manifestation, to try to co-create with God and universe the life that we desire. And many times, part of that step is gratitude. So there we are in our daily ritual, ever so diligently taking that journal out and writing our gratefuls, right? I am so grateful for this day. I am so grateful for my bed. I am so grateful for my pillow. I am so grateful for this amazing journal, right? Or we may say, I am so thankful and grateful now that I have this beautiful house, right? So we go on and on speaking and writing these sentences, phrases, terms. But we really aren't paying attention to the intention behind that. And what I mean by that is that we're just going through the motions. We're kind of faking it until we make it type of energy, which is very icky. I hate that phrase, by the way. I hate that phrase. Well, maybe hate is a strong term. I just don't like it because it doesn't work. You can't fake it until you make it. You cannot trick God or the universe into believing that you have energetically aligned to something that you are not, right? It just ain't gonna work. So anyway, I digress. Back to gratitude. So when it comes to gratitude, right, really the essence of being grateful is to truly feel it in your body, to truly understand that, wow, I get to have this. Wow, I get to have this. Thank you. Wow, I get to have this. Thank you. Right? And you truly, truly can embody this gratitude for what you already have, that you are almost overpowered, overtaking with emotion. So sometimes when I'm in the middle of gratitude, whether it's my gratitude walk or whether it's a gratitude rampage, I literally start crying. I will start crying because I will be so emotionally invested and aligned and filled with love and gratitude that it just brings out emotion in me because I'm so grateful. And that's the energy that we're looking for, because that is the energy that helps us to create the life that we desire. So, you know, there are exercises that speak to writing gratefuls for things that you already have in your physical reality. And I use this exercise and I suggest it in some of my programs. And then follow that up with gratefuls for things or experiences that you are desiring to manifest, right? So that together you have this list of gratefuls that is a combination of things that are already in the physical versus items that are not yet manifested into the physical. Because if you're energetically aligned and if you are really in tuned, our subconscious mind doesn't know the difference. So when you are grateful for something that has yet to manifest into the physical, it won't know the difference. Therefore, energetically, things will start to shift and align, and you're going to start to notice synchronicities and the universe kind of adjusting things to help to bring in that desire into your atmosphere, which I think is amazing. But this, when it comes to gratitude, excuse me, this will not happen. You will not be able to energetically align yourself with that type of vibe unless you're truly feeling into it. So what I would really, really recommend and encourage and love for all of you to do, at least all of you that are practicing this ritual, or you know, that include this in your morning routine, is reassess how you have been approaching gratitude. Are you just writing, "I'm grateful for my pen, I'm grateful for my coffee cup," and you're just writing it with the intention, because if I write these gratefuls, then I'm going to get XYZ, whether it's a house or whether it's manifesting something else, whatever the case may be, but I'm going to do this so that I could get that. Because that's obviously not being genuine, right? That's really not being grateful just because. And the point here is to be grateful just because. Because, ladies and gentlemen, when you stop and pause for just a little moment and you really observe all that you have created in your life, all the little moments, all the little things that you get to witness on a daily basis, you realize that your life is so abundant and beautiful. Step outside and feel the sun on your face and think about how beautiful that moment is. And as you're walking and you look around and you see what you're surrounded with, you see all the nature, right? And how intricate that nature is and how beautiful it is that you get to witness that. Or you look at the sidewalk you're walking on and you think about, oh man, someone actually built this. Someone made the sidewalk. And then someone made the sand to go in the cement in that sidewalk. And someone made the little pebbles and rocks, and someone made the forms. And then you start to notice buildings and street signs and clasps on street signs, like everything, screws and nuts and bolts. And you're like, wow, wow. It took someone to create that, and then it took someone to make that, and then it took someone to know how to put that together. and you realize you are surrounded by beauty, by so much abundance, so much opportunity. And that's just observing what's around your world. Now, when you tune into the special moments, for example, one of the things I will never forget, and that is when my ex-husband and I were still dating. And it was in the beginning of our relationship. I remember going to a family dinner at his sister's house. And out of nowhere, he made me a plate of food. And he said, "Here, I made you a plate." You guys, my heart almost burst because no one had ever done that for me aside from my mother. No man had ever done that for me. And I felt so taken care of at that very moment. I felt so loved and I felt so much appreciation for who he was and what he was willing to do for me. And that moment has stuck with me all these years. I mean, we're talking, you know, this was probably 20 years ago or 18, I don't know, but a long time ago. And this moment, when I think of the moments of gratitude where someone did something for me, where I received something that was so beautiful and meaningful to me, that's one of the first things I think of, because to me, it was so meaningful. The gesture was so beautiful and so meaningful, so that now when I think about that moment and then I think about other moments where someone else did something for me or when I received something in another way, and I close my eyes and I sit there and I say, "Thank you. That's so beautiful. I am so grateful for that. And thank you for this. And thank you for that." And I put myself in that place, in that space, and I'm brought to tears. I'm brought to tears because I am so grateful. So I encourage you not only to sit with this and evaluate how you've been approaching your gratitude, but here's another little exercise that I think might be helpful. I want you to make a list of five beautiful events maybe is the wrong word, interactions where you received something with full gratitude. This could be anything, right? Like the example with a plate of food, right? Another example for me is receiving a card from my son for my birthday. Like, it could be very basic, right? Receiving a drawing from my daughter, you know, whatever it is that touches your heart that you're truly grateful for. I encourage you to make a list of five of those instances. And then when it's time for your gratitude, close your eyes and think about these. Think about the first event and just say thank you. And then think about the next event and just say thank you. And think about the next and the next and the next. And then see what else comes into your mind. See what else you could be grateful for. See what else you could open up yourself to. Until you feel a shift in your body. Until you feel like you are ready to burst with gratitude. Okay? I know this is a short one, but I thought that it was very important, especially now, especially during this season. I'm recording this during the holiday season. It's December 2023 here. So, you know, we see a lot of people being very gracious and generous during this holiday season, but we also see a lot of shitty shit too. You know, people get grumpy and mean and rude, and so you get a dose of both, I feel like. And I thought it would be a good reminder for us to be grateful, but to really understand what it meant in a realm of this world of co-creating your desires and co-creating the life that you are truly, truly desiring. So Let me know what you think. Let me know your thoughts on this episode. If you find this kind of information useful and helpful, because I have, you know, a lot more to give than just this. But before I forget, I want to remind everybody, January 28th is just around the corner. And that is the next event, Dear Future Self, the self-love experience, where we're going to work on a lot of internal healing, where we're going to look at our vision, where we're going to set some goals or cast some goals or however you want to say it, and really get to start this next year with some clarity. Because I know a lot of times that is a harder piece for some to do. So tickets are on sale. The information is in the show notes. Grab your ticket in person only in the Chicagoland area. So if you're out of state, fly in. We'd love to see you. And with that, you know, I just want to basically say thank you. Thank you to all of you that tune in and really give us your time. You believe in us. That means the world to Jenny and I, because we're just out here trying to share our message, because this has made such a huge impact on our lives that we hope it will make an impact on your life. So thank you for being here, and we will catch you on the next episode, which I guess will be post-Christmas. Yikes! That came fast, didn't it? But on that note, love you and see you in the next episode. Bye!